Welcome to Jay and Jamie's radio show. I'm Jay.
And I'm Jamie. Today's theme is all about getting that blood pumping. What better way to do that than Adrenaline by 12 Stones? Album, in my opinion.
Yeah, they're a good band.
You referred me to them.
I did refer you to them. I've never heard them myself, though, until then.
How's that possible?
I found a way.
Okay. Yeah, a little known fact that the lead singer from that was the guy from Evanescence.
Yeah, he was in the song Bring Me to Life.
Oh, yeah.
He was, yeah. He was the one dangling Amy Lee out of a window. I'm not a particularly big fan of Evanescence.
Well, I'm not a particularly big fan of Mayday Parade.
Huh! Mayday are awesome.
No, they're not.
You haven't even listened to their album. You bought their album and then didn't listen to it.
Well, you managed to not listen to 12 Stones.
Yeah, I didn't buy their album.
Neither did I.
You did?
Oh yeah, I bought it by accident.
Because both 12 Stones and Mayday Parade.
That's because I thought it was the support acts. I can't remember where they were.
We Are the Ocean.
Yeah, I was going to buy We Are the Ocean. It was really dark.
And then
I couldn't
after that,
see.
You just moaned about We Are the Ocean as well.
Okay, Mayday Parade is so bad that my CD player actually refuses to play it.
Don't make me come over there and hit you with that microphone.
I'd like to see you try.
You want
to
go?
Yeah. Well, I'm going to smash an amplifier over your head.
Well, I'm going to beat you with a guitar.
In the meantime, you guys can listen to Running Wild by Airborne.
No!
Jamie.
And we're going to be playing you some more music, a bit of Q&A, and a little bit of a media update over the next 10 to 20 minutes.
That's what we specialise in.
It's what we're good at. Right, so we're going to have some questions and answers right now. The first question comes from...
Peanut Butter Kid 1995. Right.
Right.
Okay. Jay, that was directly to you.
Yay!
What is your favourite film of all time?
My favourite film of all time would have to be Pulp Fiction, but you're not going to be able to watch that for another 3 years. Ha! Next question.
What's the latest with Gears of War 3? And that question comes from LocustKiller1027.
Well, LocustKiller, I've read up about this recently. I know there's going to be new weapons, there's going to be new characters, and the Lambent are going to play a bigger role in the game. On top of that, we're going to have, with the new weapons, there's going to be a new gun, a new major gun anyway, which is the new form of the Lancer, which was the gun with the chainsaw, which was like the staple. And with that, there's going to be a knife on the end instead, so there's going to be a lot more stabbing of the Locust this time, which I don't think there was enough of in the last two games.
Not really. There was more ripping and blowing up.
Exactamundo, not enough stabbing. And on top of that, Carmine's going to be making a return. Not the actual Carmine, it's going to be his brother. So, yeah, I reckon he's probably going to die.
I'll give him 3 levels at the most.
Yeah, well, it was 4 in the last game.
Yeah. I like my odds.
I like Carmine. I didn't want him to die.
Wasn't there a big vote on whether the next one should die or not?
Yeah, there is. That's going on now. Go on to www.gearsofwar3.com and put your vote in.
All right.
Next question.
Jim, are you a homo? Jay, this is so blatantly from you.
All right. I only sent that because you were half an hour late this morning and I had nothing to do but sit on my own and play with my feet.
You seriously have to stop emailing in false questions like this.
You need to stop choosing my questions.
It's going
to
get dangerous if this gets on the air.
You're obviously just needing someone to talk about you.
Okay, whatever.
I wasn't the one that chose it.
Next question.
Okay.
Right, Jay, why is it questioning you?
Because I'm awesome!
All right. Jay, are you single? That's from Complicated Woman 36.
I don't like complicated women. Or 36-year-olds. Okay, this question's for Jim, which is, what recommended albums have you got for people that are into rock music for Christmas this year? And that question is from Cunny Funt, 2008.
Bit of a strange name. I do love the originality of our emailers.
Me too. Good. They are enjoyable. Apart from when they're blogging about how they hate my hair.
Oh, yeah, true.
Yeah, answer the question, boy.
Okay. I don't know in terms of new albums, but...
Mayday Parade. I listen to Romantics. Go out and buy it now if you haven't.
Right, okay. Can I continue?
If you want.
All right. I don't know in the way of new albums. I've been kind of backlogged, but Songs for the Deaf by Queens of the Stone Age is a definite buy if you haven't already got it. Any other Queens of the Stone Age albums is brilliant.
The Lives of the Fabulous Killjoys by My Chemical Romance is actually a very good album, despite what Jamie may say, and despite the fact that he hasn't actually heard it. He's heard na-na-na-na-na-na-na.
It's stupidly catchy, but I still want to put a bullet through his head.
Well, that's your choice if you want to get incarcerated for killing a celebrity and chance having about 1 million fangirls attack you and stab the living shit out of you. You know, that's down to you.
Totally worth it.
Cool. Anyway, you know what time it is now. It's time for...
Jay's Weekly Update.
I never get tired of that.
That is awesome. So, in entertainment news this week, we've got the Transformers Dark of the Moon, the third Transformers installment. The trailer is out today, and it looks pretty awesome according to the trailer, but I've learned from a number of films that you never judge a film by their trailer. It has no Megan Fox. It's also going to have a lot more robot fighting and a lot more special effects. It's the kind of thing you'd expect from Michael Bay. I personally won't be going and seeing it, but you guys probably will go out and pay about £1 billion to go and see it, like you did last time. On a similar subject, Wrath of the Titans is the confirmed name for the Clash of the Titans sequel, which will be out hopefully next year, according to Louis Leterrier. Chris Nolan has revealed the Joker will not be in the Dark Knight sequel, which has been named The Dark Knight Rises. And to me, this news isn't all that surprising, judging by the fact that the person that played the Joker is kind of dead.
No, really?
Yeah, just a little bit.
Huh.
Yeah, John Cena is apparently rumoured to take over the Batman franchise once Chris Nolan has stepped down and step into Christian Bale's boots.
Why?
I don't know. I honestly don't know. He could barely wrestle. Why don't you stick with a subject you can't do? Dead Space 2 trailer's been released. Dead Space 1 was a brilliant game, and Dead Space 2 will probably follow in the same footsteps. Do you ever play?
I haven't played it yet.
It's a good game. I'll lend it to you. Rockstar, the Grand Theft Auto developers, are being sued by the former Cypress Hill backup singer Michael Shag Washington for apparently using his likeness in the video game Grand Theft Auto San Andreas. Yeah, the likeness that he used? An African-American with a bandana around his face. Now, if you think about this logically, going by that, half of Compton could probably sue Rockstar Games. Also, in other news, World of Warcraft Cataclysm was released on the PC earlier this week. In related news, chess clubs worldwide are reporting a record low in attendance. Also, in the entertainment news, 50 Cent and Cheryl Cole are reportedly dating. I'm going to add that to my list of reasons as to why he should have been shot a 10th time.
Jay's Weekly Update.
That was Jay's Weekly Update. A pleasure, as usual.
It was awesome. Right, well, we're going to be going off the air soon.
I don't want to go.
I don't want to go either, Jim. You know, it's been a brilliant night. We're going to thank all of you for listening. We're going to give you one more song.
But don't worry, we'll be back next week.
We will. We'll be back with some of the biggest heavy-hitting rock music out there at the moment, some weekly updates, and even more witty banter for all of you lovely listeners.
Too fucking right.
Too fucking right.
Right, rock on.
Yeah, so we're going to leave you with one more song right now, and that song's going to be...
Devil Queen by Blackstone Cherry.
We hope you enjoy it, and we hope you enjoyed the show. I'm Jay.
And I'm Jamie.
We'll see you the same time next week.
Keep on rocking, listeners.